天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安，欢迎大家继续收听天路导向节目，我是主持人李淑雅。很开心可以跟大家在节目中再次相遇。在上期节目中，麦克牧师强调了忍耐这个果子，并不是我们要强烈压制，或者说要掩饰我们内心的情绪和愤怒，而是要学习恰当的符合圣经教导的愤怒。舒雅明白，这个听起来有点困难，所以，亲爱的听众朋友们，就让我们跟麦克牧师一起来学习如何结出忍耐的果子吧。
Hello, listening friends. Welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能收听我们今天的节目。
In the last message, I left you when we were talking about patience and anger.
上次我们结束的时候谈到忍耐和愤怒。
In fact, let me remind you that we have been in the midst of a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
在这里我提醒一下，我们已经谈到了圣灵果子系列中间部分。
We have discussed love, joy, and peace, and now we are talking about patience.
我们已经讨论过了仁爱、喜乐、和平，现在我们在谈忍耐。
And we talked about repression and suppression.
我们讨论过了压抑和掩饰愤怒的两种人。
There is a third group of people who are not practicing patience.
实际上还有第三种没有在忍耐方面下功夫的人。
Some of you might be thinking, well, these descriptions are not me.
你们当中一定有人会想，我不是你所形容的那些人。
When I get angry, everyone knows it.
当我生气的时候，每个人都知道。
I don't repress or suppress my anger.
我从不压抑或者掩饰自己的愤怒。
You might even be proud of your forthrightness.
你甚至还会为自己的直率而自豪。
Just as the suppressors of anger are proud of their false self-control.
这就像压抑愤怒的人为不正确的自我控制能力感到自豪一样。
There is no reason for either person to be proud of their behavior.
其实这两种人都没有理由为自己的行为感到自豪。
Because neither is biblical.
因为这两种都不合圣经的原则。
Those who suppress their anger need to learn to develop the fruit of the Spirit.
那些压抑自己愤怒的人需要学习怎样结出圣灵的果子。
And to develop the fruit of the Spirit of patience is to learn how to develop the proper, godly, biblical expression of your anger.
要结出忍耐这种果子，就要学习恰当的、属于神的、符合圣经教导的愤怒。
For the people who express their anger as rage, most of the time need to develop the fruit of the Spirit, which is patience.
那些经常大发脾气的人需要培育出忍耐这种圣灵的果子。
They need to learn to be slow to anger.
他们需要学习不轻易发怒。
Now that is an incredible balance I personally crave.
这是一种很美妙的中庸之道，我自己就很渴望能做到。
I heard about an old man who learned this balance in his approach of anger and the expression of it.
我听说有一位老人家已经学会了如何以中庸之道来发泄他的怒气。
He sat in a waiting room of a doctor's office, and most of you have experienced for several hours.
他坐在一个医生的候诊室里， 就像大多数人一样，他等了好几个小时。
Finally, he said to the nurse,
最后他对护士说，
I'm going to go home now and die a natural death.
我还是回家等死吧。
That is a good balance.
这真是个妙道。
Parents with young children certainly have to learn this balance.
作为年幼孩子的父母，一定要学会这种中庸之道。
Don't confuse patience as the fruit of the Spirit with false patience or fake endurance.
千万别将圣灵所结的忍耐果子和错误的耐心或者虚假的强忍混淆了。
There are some people who are just too lazy to respond.
有些人的所谓的忍耐只是懒于做出回应罢了。
That is not the patience which is the fruit of the Spirit.
这不是圣灵所结的忍耐果子。
Others may be so proud that they will not dignify their attackers with response.
另外一些人因为太过骄傲，看不起触怒自己的人，于是对他相应不理。
That is not the patience which is the fruit of the Spirit.
那也不是圣灵所结的忍耐果子。
And yet there are others who are just insensitive to criticism.
还有一些人根本对别人的批评麻木无知。
That is not the patience which is the fruit of the Spirit.
这当然也不是圣灵所结的忍耐果子。
All of these may come across as long-suffering and patience, but in reality they are not.
上述所有的人看上去都挺能忍耐的，但实际上不是。
Listen to me, please, very carefully.
请格外留心听我说。
The source of true long-suffering and patience is the Holy Spirit of God.
真正忍耐的根源来自神。
That is why we began by talking about what it means to be spirit-filled.
这就是为什么我们一开头就讲解被圣灵充满的含义。
To be filled with the Spirit of God is a daily act.
我们每天都要被圣灵充满。
As you are filled with the Spirit of God on a daily basis,
当你每天都被圣灵充满时，
He will produce in you the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
他就会在你生命中结出圣灵的果子来。
And the motive of true long suffering and patience is the glory of God.
真正忍耐的动机是为了要荣耀神。
What really counts is what makes you patient.
忍耐要有正确的动机，才有意义和价值。
When you are long suffering and patient with those who persecute you because of your faith, you are truly demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
当你忍耐那些因你的信仰来迫害你的人时，你就真正的彰显出圣灵的果子。
When you are long-suffering and patient in overcoming temptation, you are truly demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
当你在诱惑面前忍耐的时候，你就真正的彰显出圣灵的果子。
When everyone around you trying to take shortcuts and cut corners and take it easy, but you choose the hard work and standing for the truth, you are demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
当你身边的人都在寻找捷径、偷工减料、投机取巧的时候，你却选择辛勤工作、为真理而坚持，你就彰显出了圣灵的果子。
When you do not see visible rewards and swift justice, and you are tempted to give in and give up,
当你得不到眼前的报偿或及时的公道，甚至使你想屈服和放弃的时候，
but you persevere and you stand firm, you are exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit.
你仍坚持下去，站立得稳，你就正在展现圣灵的果子。
One of the causes for impatience is ignorance.
急躁的其中一个原因是无知。
Ignorance, you say?
你说的是无知吗？
Yes.
是的。
When your horizon is limited,
当你的视野受了限制，
When your focus is you and your little world,
当你的焦点局限在自己身上和你周遭狭隘的世界时，
When your vision extends no further than the tip of your nose,
当你只顾眼前的事，
And then you experience frustration.
你就会感到沮丧。
You will be impatient.
你会不耐烦。
And what normally will happen is this.
通常的情况是，
When you don't have and live with eternity in mind,
在你心里没有永恒的概念，
Whenever you face tough times, you will become angry and enraged.
当你遭遇艰难的时候，你都会愤怒难受。
When you cannot see God's big picture,
当你看不见神的全盘计划时，
Every time you face minor crisis, fear and anger will be your normal reaction.
每次你遇到小小的危机，你经常有的反应就是恐惧和愤怒。
Small children are often impatient and demanding.
年幼的孩子总是没有耐心，而且要求很多。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they think that the world revolves around them.
因为他们以为整个世界都围绕着他们而存在。
Because they are ignorant of the big picture.
因为他们根本不知道世界的浩大。
Because they are so self-focused.
因为他们只注意自己。
Children can't help it, they have an excuse.
孩子的无知情有可原。
But not us.
但我们却不。
It is like the story about the father and the son who were driving 1,000 kilometers on a special fishing trip.
就像一个故事里的父亲和他的孩子，他们开车到1000公里之外的地方去钓鱼。
And the son kept on asking.
孩子不停地问。
How many kilometers we've got left?
还剩多少公里了？
And the father would answer 800 kilometers.
父亲就会回答800公里。
The boy waits a little while and then he asks again, how many kilometers?
过了一会儿，孩子又问，还有多少公里呢？
And the father would answer 600 kilometers.
父亲回答说，600公里。
And the boy waits a little longer and then he asks again.
孩子等了一下，又问同样的问题。
And the father answers 500 kilometers.
父亲又回答，500公里。
Finally, the boy said,
最后孩子说，
Will we get there before my 6th birthday?
我们会在我6岁生日前赶到那里吗？
Ignorance causes impatience.
无知使我们没耐心。
Conversely, faith, knowledge is vital ingredient for patience.
相反的，有关信心的知识就成为让我们能忍耐的关键要素。
This is not just head knowledge, but knowledge and understanding that permeates all of your life.
这不只是头脑里的知识，而是融入你生命的知识和思想。
Christian patience is based upon the absolute unshakable belief that God is sovereign.
基督徒的忍耐是基于绝对的、不被动摇的信念，知道神是掌管万有的主宰。
And that he is at work in the lives and on behalf of his children.
他为他儿女的好处在他们生命中做工。
Christian patience stems from the knowledge that they will not be forgotten nor forsaken by the very God to whom they have committed their souls.
基督徒能忍耐，因为他们知道自己把灵魂交托给这位神，是永远不会忘记或者遗弃他们的。
Christian patience spring from the expectancy that the God who loves them and died for them.
基督徒能忍耐，因为他们知道神爱他们，甚至为他们死。
And cares for every detail of their life.
并无微不至地照顾他们的生命。
Is soon coming back to take them home.
他们期待他快要再来，接他们返回天家。
Let me give you a sure formula for impatience.
让我给你提供一个保证，让你没有耐心的公式。
It works for me every time.
对我而言屡试不爽。
The more you forget your real home, the more you treat this world as if it is your real home.
你越是忘记自己真正的家乡在哪里，你就越把这个世界当作是你的家。
Then the more impatient you will become with the aggravations of life.
那么你对生活中的逆境就越不能忍耐。
When something is broken or a costly mistake is made, I often say, but what is that in comparison to eternity in heaven?
当一些东西打碎了，或者为了所犯的错付出昂贵的代价时，我经常会说，这跟天堂永恒之福相比，算得了什么呢？
But I want to tell you in all honesty, that is the only way for me to develop the fruit of the Spirit.
但让我诚实地告诉你，唯有这样我才能结出圣灵的果子来。
The only thing that works and will work is when you begin to focus on heaven as your real home.
唯一有效也是必然有效的办法，就是定睛在天堂，把天堂看为你真正的家乡。
That nothing in this life can be compared to the glory that is awaiting us.
今生没有任何事物可以跟将来的荣耀相比的。
Believers who have lost sight of that, they become impatient.
基督徒若看不到这一点，就会失去耐性。
That is why they get irritated.
他们因此变得很急躁。
That is why they get aggravated.
他们因此变得很容易被激怒。
Because we have lost sight of our true destiny, that is heaven.
因为我们看不见自己真正的结局，就是天堂。
Believers who have lost sight of that become impatient.
基督徒若看不到这一点，就会失去耐性。
They become irritated.
他们恼怒。
They become aggravated.
情绪不断恶化。
Because they have lost sight of their true destiny, which is heaven.
因为他们失去了对自己真正命运，就是上天堂的确信。
James chapter 5 gives us three examples that spares us to patience.
雅各书第五章给了我们三个例子，激励我们要忍耐。
First,
第一，
he said you must understand the law of farming.
他说你要明白耕种农田的定律。
James chapter 5 verse 7.
雅各书五章七节。雅各书第五章第七节，弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看呢，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
If the farmer keeps on digging the seed and see how it's doing, he will never get a harvest.
如果农夫不断地挖出种子，看看到底生长得怎么样了，他将永远得不到丰收。
Like a farmer, we must obediently be patient for God's timing.
就像农夫一样，我们必须耐心等候神的时间。
The farmer does not confuse waiting with laziness.
农夫不会分不清忍耐等候和懒惰的区别。
While he is waiting for the harvest, he is working and repairing the harvest equipment.
在等待期间，他照常工作，他维修收割用的农具。
Preparing silos.
准备地窖。
Preparing the barns.
准备谷仓。
The second point James makes is that the righteous do suffer for their righteousness.
第二点，雅各指出，义人要为义受苦。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
第五章十节。雅各书第五章第十节。弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样。
There were not only martyrs in the first century, there are martyrs who are suffering today for the sake of Christ.
为主殉道的基督徒不止在第一世纪有，今天仍然有为主殉道的基督徒。
A martyr suffers not because of evil doing.
殉道者所受的苦不是因为他们有什么恶行。
But because the world system hates God and the truth and the followers of Jesus Christ.
而是这个世界恨恶神和真理以及耶稣基督的门徒。
When you are suffering as a consequence of your sin,
当你为你自己所犯的罪而受苦，
there is no reward for your patience in that case.
你不会因为忍受痛苦得奖赏。
But when you are patient when you are suffering injustice and things that are out of your control, God has great reward for your patience.
但当你因不公义和非你能控制的事情去忍受痛苦时，神为你的忍耐预备了大大的奖赏。
The third thing that James does is remind us to remember Job.
第三点，雅各提醒我们要记住约伯。
James chapter 5 verse 11.
雅各书第五章十一节。雅各书第五章第十一节。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。 你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Even God seemed to deal unfairly with Job.
即使神好像不公平地对待了约伯。
Although we know it was Satan who was at work.
尽管我们知道这是撒旦的诡计。
But in fact, Job blamed God.
实际上约伯也埋怨过神。
But James said, remember the great outcome and the joy that follows as the reward for patience.
但雅各说，请记住，神最后给他很好的结局和喜乐，作为对他忍耐的奖赏。
Look forward to that, and you will grow as you cultivate the fruit of patience.
要有盼望，当你不断培养出忍耐的果子时，你就会成长。
Let me remind you again of the patience of God.
让我再提醒你一次，神的忍耐。
While God is patient, His patience will not remain forever.
神是有耐心的，但他不会永远忍下去。
One day Jesus is coming back to judge the earth.
终有一天，耶稣会再来审判这个世界。
Where will you be?
到时你会在哪里？
Today you can give your life to Him.
今天你可以将自己的生命交给他。
Today you can accept His salvation and be assured of heaven.
今天你可以接受他的救恩，并得到上天堂的确据。
Will you do that even now?
你现在就这么做好吗？
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再会，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒和教导，原来忍耐要有正确的动机，才会有意义和价值。当我们只把目光专注在周围的困境和人的身上的时候，我们就很容易失去耐心，变得急躁不安。可是当我们把目光移向永恒，为了耶稣而忍耐的时候，圣灵的大力就会充充满满地加在我们身上。好了，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目到这里就结束了。我们感谢大家的收听，我们下期再会。
祝福你。